This is going to be a big weekend for music in the Valley, and one performance holds a special place for commentator Robert Pala.
Cher is coming to town. She's kicking off her latest tour here in Phoenix tomorrow. Friends assume that I am going to go see this Cher concert, I guess because I own so many Cher albums. But the Cher I would like to see in concert doesn't exist anymore. I like the Cher who sang Bob Dylan songs on Hullabaloo in 1965, the one who scared uptight suburban parents because she wore bell-bottoms and 7 pounds of eyeliner and was married to a hippie who wrote songs for her about runaways and pregnant teens. I am not interested in the ageless, timeless Cher who sings disco numbers in arenas. This is the Cher about to embark on a world tour. Cher's people staged a promotional stunt where fans presumably got to pick which songs she would sing on this tour. I went to Cher's website to check out this obvious scam and was startled to find listed among obvious Cher hit singles like Halfbreed and Turn Back Time, my own favorite Cher tune, and perhaps my favorite song of all time, Alfie, the Burt Bacharach and Hal David number from the 1966 film of the same name.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for the moment we live?
But I'm not buying it. In concert, Cher doesn't sing second-tier hits from the 60s, like Alfie, which peaked at number 32 on Billboard's Hot 100. She sings Believe and, unfortunately, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. I saw this pick the hits bit for what it was, a promotional gimmick aimed at more gullible fans who might believe that if enough of them click on A Cowboy's Work Is Never Done, that Cher would dust off this all-but-forgotten 1972 Sonny and Cher 45 and force her band to learn it. But Cher is not a marionette or a jukebox. She's a performer with a new record to promote. Her set list will undoubtedly feature material from that new album, including the most annoying Cher single in decades, Woman's World, as well as her most recognizable radio hits from the 1970s and beyond. It's too bad. I kind of like the idea of fans picking Cher songs that she is then forced to travel the country performing for months on end. My own Cher set list would include an obscure song called She's No Better Than Me, which Sonny wrote for her about a girl whose teenaged boyfriend has dumped her for a cuter chick. And just for fun, I'd include Ringo, I Love You, Cher's first ever single from 1963, a tribute to the Beatles drummer. And as an encore, instead of Believe, I'd make Cher sing Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone as a reminder to everyone in the sold-out arena that once, a very long time ago, Cher was a thrillingly scary girl singer who really had something to say. For KJZZ, I'm Robert Pala.
Robert Pala's reviews appear in the Phoenix New Times.